This is Ready, Aim, Retire with Rob Kirvin from Advanced Planning Advisors, Inc. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Rob provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here's Ready, Aim, Retire with your host, Rob Kirvin.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Ready, Aim, Retire. I'm Rob Kirvin, your host, the show where we talk about everything to do with retirement, whether that's income planning, Social Security planning, legacy planning, and kind of everything in between. We touch on markets, we touch on everything, but we can't do anything without Tony Shore. Tony, how are we doing today?
Yeah, that's just patently untrue. Rob, you could do this show without me, but I am so happy that you don't.
No,
I am. Because I love being here. I love being here. I mean, we talk about, I love how before the show, we talk everything from sports, weather, to how the kids are doing. We have a good time. And then on the show, I always learn something new from you. And today is going to be no exception. That's for sure. You've got a great topic lined up.
I do.
I've been good. I've been really busy enjoying the summer weather. How about you?
Well, first, why don't you tell us where you've been? I heard you had a lobster roll not too long ago.
I ate one of the best lobster roll I've had in my life. I'd never been to any of the New England states. I'd flown through Boston, and that's as close as I got, right? Okay. But I did fly into the Logan Boston Airport, and then our neighbors, who used to be our neighbors, moved to New Hampshire, and they picked me up, drove me about an hour and a half to where they live in New Hampshire. Spent some time there, went to Portsmouth and some other places, Manchester, New Hampshire. Then spent a couple of days in Maine, and I had lobster rolls. I had surf and turf. The food there was fantastic. The lobster roll was fantastic. There's a little place called Fox's, and it's in it's near the big lighthouse. There are many big lighthouses. Isn't that crazy? I mean, I was standing one place in New England looking at a lighthouse, and I could see across the bay a second and then over there a third lighthouse. So three. Wow. I could see from one place. I'm like, why do they need so many so close to each other? I kind of wondered, but
right.
Coming into the bay, I guess facing
tunnel vision, they can only see right in front of themselves.
Right. I guess so.
Possibly.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It was fun. Yeah. Lots of fun. Never nice been. Have you been to Maine?
I have. I had a friend of mine that I played hockey with years ago. He had a place in Southampton, Maine. Southampton, Maine.
Yep.
So near Portland, actually. We played at the Portland Golf Club when I was out there.
Sure.
This is 25 years ago when we were young and foolish and full of vigor, but it was beautiful out there. We would go into Connecticut. We went into Hartford. So we did a lot of fun stuff out there for many years.
Yeah, that's a good spot. If you go out there, you got to have the lobster roll. Amazing. Right. So good.
And I don't think, for all the years I was there, Tony, I never had a lobster roll.
Oh,
not once. Like we were always, I had a lot of hot dogs. We were on golf courses, we went around town or whatever, but never had one.
Yeah. If you're ever in Manchester, New Hampshire, you got to go to a coffee and breakfast place called Pressed. Best coffee and breakfast sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
And hopefully you're hearing Tony because they travel. I have lots of clients that go out that way, especially in the fall, they want to check out. So Pressed, make sure you get to Pressed.
Yeah, it is
not really Pressed, Tony. Pressed coffee.
Yeah, go to Pressed Cafe. P R E S S E D. Yeah, not depressed, but pressed. Yeah,
no free ads, by the way, Tony. But
that's no. So what else you got? How have you been, Rob? What have you been doing?
I've been great. I did my annual Vegas trip. So I've been doing this Vegas trip for years and years with these guys, and it's a group of probably six guys. And some years there's like four or five of us, very rarely six, but, this year we had three. And I've noticed something, Tony, is all of these guys are 10 years younger than me, so they, they keep me around. I'm not sure why, but they, you know, I'm like, you know, as we, you know, 10 years ago was no big deal, but now I got, you know, in my 50s and when I come home, Natalie's always like, why do you keep going there? Because I'm exhausted. Like you're going out, like I don't go out much. So going out like 3 days in a row and I'm probably up till, you know, at least 1 a.m, 2 a.m. Sometimes you're down running around or whatever, which I'm in bed 9:30 usually,
most yeah. time,
you know, unless there's a hockey game on or something, but you know, I was very sleep deprived. And with that, I've had like a stuffy nose since I've come back. Natalie just makes fun of me every night saying like, you'll never learn. And I said, maybe this is my last year, but it's not, you know, I will go back. And it, you know what? And some of these guys, I only see once a year. So it's like, kind of like, you know, I like to show up and see them and catch up and see what they're up to. So, but now it's like Thursday. So I feel I'm right as rain. If we were doing this on Monday, Tony, I think I would have had to cancel. Like, honestly, I was I was running about a 30%. Like my flight got delayed. I got in late Sunday night. I was like, oh, it was brutal.
Yeah.
But here we are. So that's not going to happen again for a year. So I got a year to prep and relax, and sleep. It'll be good.
That's great. Now our topic today, you said you wanted to talk about required minimum distributions and explain them, and it can get complicated and people don't necessarily understand what does it mean and why is it so important to understand required minimum distributions?
For sure, Tony. And you know what, when we were talking about required minimum distributions, let's set the stage. So once you turn the age of 73, doesn't matter what your birthday is, the year you turn 73, you have to take a distribution from all of your qualified accounts. And those could be things like, Tony, could be an IRA, a SEP IRA, 401k, 403b, all of those type of accounts, you know, generally that you had as an employer or maybe that you were contributing to throughout your working life, right? So you have to take this distribution by December 31st of that year, and then for every year on until you're no longer with us, you know? So, and how it works is it starts at a percentage around 3.7%, you know? So think of how much do I have? So let's say I had $100,000, I'd roughly have to take out $3,700, right? So I have to take this $3,700 out, and the next year it's probably going to be, you know, 3,900, and the next year 42, and it just gets higher and higher, right? And you can multiply that number. Let's say I had a $500,000, you know, IRA or 401k or what have you, right? You know, all of a sudden you're taking out 20,000 or 25,000. We have clients that take out 80,000, you know, so it becomes not only a bit of a tax trap, but it also becomes a question of, okay, what do I do with the money now? You know, if I didn't need the money before, which I didn't, I've been retired, I didn't need it. Now, what do I do with it? You know, so that there's those types of definitely conversations that come up.
Sure. And so it is tricky, though. They keep changing the age and the rules around RMDs, don't they? I mean, there have been a lot of changes over the last few years.
A few years ago, before the SECURE Act, which was in, I think, 2019 or 2020, so before that, it was always 70 and a half, Tony. It was the year after you turned 70 and a half. It was like that for, I think, 30 years, you know, yeah, or longer. And then what they did was they did the SECURE Act and they changed it to 72. Then literally the next year, they did the SECURE Act 2.0 and they changed it to 73. And now there's actually a 75 for the younger people out there. So the depending on birth, if you're in your 50s right now, yours is actually probably 75. Well, it is 75, you know?
Sure. So but yeah, for you and I, it's probably going to be, for you and I, it'll be 75 for people who are a little bit older or already in retirement, it's probably 73. Right. And so, but those changes, it sounds like overall, it's a good thing that they keep increasing the age because it allows you to keep more in there longer and make more money before you have to start taking out. Right. Is that the way you could look at it?
I would look at it that way. And I would also look at it from a tax perspective, because when this money comes out, it's taxed at ordinary income rates, right? So
yikes.
So right. All of a sudden, you have your Social Security, you know, if you're married, you have your spouse's Social Security. Maybe you have a pension if you're lucky. And you have these sources of income. You might have an annuity payment. And then all of a sudden you're getting lopped on with another 20,000 or 30,000 or whatever. And it could push your bracket up, right? Mm-hmm. And it causes like a little bit of a tax time bomb, right? So a lot of people don't like them. Like a lot of my clients, you know, they definitely don't like them. And there's different ways you could take it, Tony. You could take the distribution, you know, right into your bank account, put it right into your bank account minus the federal taxes, right? And then you'll get in the next tax year, you get a 1099 that says, hey, Tony took out 20,000 from his IRA account. You can do it that way. A lot of our clients have a brokerage account set up either in their personal name or the name of a trust. And we just take it from one account, pay the taxes and put it in the other account because they actually don't need the money and they want to keep it invested. But another really good way to do it is if you really don't need the money and you don't want to pay the taxes. And we have a lot of clients that do this is there. You have the ability to donate directly from you can take your RMD and donate it directly to a charity. And by doing that, you know, it's not considered in your ordinary income. You're not taxed on it.
It never shows up as ordinary income. No. And so you're never taxed on it. You haven't paid taxes on it. And no. The charity you donate it to, if they're a 501c3 or an official nonprofit charity, they won't pay taxes on it.
No. And so when you look at it, and we talk to our a lot of our clients about this, especially the ones that don't need the money. Like some people need the money, but the ones that don't need the money, you know, we talk to them and say, okay, what are you giving throughout the year? And they'll be like, well, we give our church X and we give, you know, to this charity and that charity. And we're like, why don't we do it like this then? If you're taking this money in, paying taxes on it, and then with your after-tax dollars, you're paying to these charities. If you do it direct, you don't pay any tax on it. They don't pay any tax on it. And it's not in your taxable income. And you're giving them the money anyway. You know, so they're happy, you're happy, you know, everyone's kind of happy, right? And you get to make that donation, you know. So that's a great way to do it for people that really don't need the money, you know, and it seems to be working out really well.
Well, and I want to make another point on that because this is something I learned about, you know, working with you, talking to advisors. My parents would write a check to their church like once a month, and then sometimes maybe they'd do it twice a year, and they'd write it out of their checking account, and a pretty big amount. They'd tithe 10% of, you know, overall. They give their churches. So some people out there tithe to their church or give money to their church, which is a nonprofit, and they're doing it right out of their checking account. And so that's they're paying taxes on that money. But if they're already of RMD age and they're still writing those checks to charities, they're missing out because they could be saving that tax money, right?
Right. And the charity still gets exactly what you would have gave them anyway.
So yeah.
You're tithing 10%. You're still giving them that, you know, but you're pulling it out of your required distribution, you know? So it's a great way to do it. Now I will tell you, I'll give you one of the biggest mistakes that I've seen over the last few years, Tony, as far as RMDs go. So calculating these RMDs can be challenging. If you have multiple accounts and you have an IRA here, an IRA there, you got them all over, you're trying to calculate them. And just so you know, folks, the IRS doesn't care where you take it from. They take the total amount of all your IRAs, your qualified accounts, and whatever the total amount is, that's where the number comes off of. But I can pull it out of account B. I can pull it out of account A. I can take a little bit out of each account that I have. It doesn't make a difference. You can take it as long as you take that percentage out of the total, you win. So in saying that, here's the mistake I've seen twice over the last couple of years, and it's a big one. So we have clients, Tony, that we oversee most of their stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would say most of our clients, all of our stuff, but there's a tiny percentage. I would say 2% of our clients, they might still have like an old 401k sitting at work. They've retired. They just haven't gotten around to rolling it over to their IRA with us, or they just haven't looked at it in a while or whatnot, right? And I say this because, you know, what you should do is make sure when you retire, make sure all of that is sent, you know, is rolled over to your wealth manager. Because what I saw happen twice, Tony, was We do the calculation for everything we see. But if we can't see it, we can't calculate it. Mm-hmm. You know, so we had one that paid a $4,000 penalty because you pay a penalty of 25% of what you were supposed to take out. So they had a 401k sitting somewhere. They had retired. So when you're working, you don't have to take it out. But once you're retired, they retired, didn't roll it over. You know, we didn't see it. And because of that, they're supposed to take a $16,000 RMD. They had to take that, plus they had to send in a $4,000 penalty. You know,
ouch.
And that's just from, you know, just not paying attention, you know, because you have to have it's all of your accounts. And sometimes people retire, they just don't, you know, they're supposed to like, oh yeah, yeah, we're gonna roll that, we'll get that old, and they just never do. You know, they just never kind of get around to it. So we see that one, and as we go further and further down, we just see it. You know, we see it more. Like I said, it's a tiny, tiny percentage of clients we work with. But people listening, you're not all my clients. You know, make sure whoever you're working with that you're looking at these things, because if they're unaware of that, you may not see the penalty this year, you may not see it next year, but you will see the penalty.
Eventually, like, it will catch up with you.
100%.
Yeah,
they don't get it the first year, Tony. It's not like that, but they'll definitely catch you.
Yeah, I guess there's over $1 trillion in forgotten 401k and retirement accounts out there, averaging about $50,000 each in the United States. I just read that article.
Oh wow!
And so there's a lot of money sitting out there, and people might be thinking I'd never forget about $50,000.
Right.
But, you know, if you've worked 8 jobs over your life or 10 or 11 and you've moved, maybe you knew about a 401k, but you know, it kind of was back of mind, or you forgot to roll it over.
Right.
And it's sitting out there and you didn't tell your advisor about it. That is a huge mistake. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, one other thing I want to ask you about RMDs, Rob, is, you know, RMDs say, hey, you know, people complain, oh, they're going to make me take this money out and pay taxes. I don't like that. But in a lot of cases, do you ever recommend, hey, start taking money out before required minimum distribution age, because you might have other things you can be doing with that to spread that tax burden out, rather than let it grow until you have to take out large chunks and pay it all at once?
For sure. And as part of like a well-designed income plan, Tony, a lot of times our clients are taking it out.
Sure.
Like a lot of times, because we're hitting income targets and whatnot, right?
Oh, sure.
You're trying to live. So, but they may be taking it out, but they may not be taking all that's required.
Right.
You know, so a lot of times it's like, hey, we're taking this out, but we got to take another 7,000, you know? So we do that a lot. And we talked on the show, a few weeks back about getting ahead of it, even with like, you know, Roth conversions we talked about. So there's definite ways to lessen that tax burden, because you have to look like down the road, you take out your 3.7%, your account makes 7. So the account's bigger again. It's bigger again. And you're just building this tax time bomb, right? So yeah, I would 100% agree taking some money out earlier, especially if you're before 73, you want to travel and stuff. Like, don't wait until 73, folks, to say, oh, I can't wait till my required distributions are due because I'm going to do this, this, and this. Do it now. You know, like definitely 100% do it now. But that's a great question. And people should have that as part of their income plan. It should be feathered out, you know, so it's not like, oh, our income's 100, 100, 100, 140. You know, it should be more blended, like, you know, 120, 120, 120, 122. You know, it should be more like that, right? So then it's your money. You saved it to spend it, you know, or do whatever your heart's desire. So it should be feathered out better.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good point. Well, I think it's great to talk about required minimum distributions, because a lot of people don't think, well, that doesn't apply to me. I'm only 60, but you've got a plan for it, right? Ahead of time.
Yeah, you definitely do. You have to have a plan in place, and you got to make sure all of these things that we talk about, Tony, about retirement, whether you're 50, 60, 70, at one point they will all pertain to you. And the people that get organized earlier are the winners. They're the ones who win the race, you know, because they get these plans in place with us early on. They may be 55, they may be 60, they may be 65. It's never too late to start. even if you come in here at 75, but like, geez, the person that comes in at 75 to us would say to you, if they were sitting here right now, I wish I would have came in there 10 years earlier, 15 yep. years earlier, because a little planning goes a long way, you know, of several different items in your financial life and in your personal life.
Yeah.
You know, so it definitely makes a difference for sure. You know, start early and you know, plan for the whole long haul.
Plan early, plan often.
There you go.
Just like voting in Chicago. They always said in Chicago, vote early, vote often. Well, right. In retirement planning, they say plan early, plan often. Well, anything else regarding RMDs before we go, Rob?
No. I think, you know, I think it's a good topic. Avoid the mistakes, folks. If you have a 401k sitting at your work, you know, and you don't work there anymore, roll it over. You know, because the longer that goes sitting there, everybody forgets about it. And then all of a sudden, you're paying a $4,000 penalty. You know, yeah. So that would be of the mistakes I see. That's, you know, aside from missing them totally, which if you're working with somebody, no, you should never miss one. You know, if you're sitting there on your island by yourself, yeah, that's going to happen. But if you're working with somebody, there's no way you're missing those things. And just make sure if you have some, you know, some like little accounts sitting here and there, get them together, because it will make a difference down the road.
Yeah. Huge, huge tax implications, financial yep. planning and retirement calculations, and strategies. This is great. Rob, before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you if they want to ask questions or get a second opinion on where they're at.
100%. Give us a call anytime. 630-780-1099. That's 630-780-1099. Also, Tony, they can go right to our website at apadvisorsgroup.com. Lots of information on there. You can book an appointment straight out of there. We get at least appointment a week just right off the website. People are sitting there. They want to come in and take a look at their stuff and see, you know, what kind of difference we can make for them, which is usually quite a lot.
Yeah, that's huge. Thanks, Rob. And listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Ready, Aim, Retire with our host, Rob Kervin.
Thank you for listening to Ready, Aim, Retire. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Rob Kervin at Advanced Planning Advisors, Inc. Call 630-780-1099. Or visit their website at apadvisors.net. Advisory services and insurance products and services are offered through Advanced Planning Advisors Group, Inc., an investment advisor in the state of Illinois.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.